This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com.
Boy, do they pay well, too.
They do, well,
do they? Oh, yeah. I got a lot of friends that have worked there, and it's just, they are. They're bathing in money.
It's a great company.
Yes.
Damn it. It's a great company.
NEBCO.
NEBCOinc.com. Thank you for hanging with us today. I'm fighting this voice issue. It's cold. Allergy/cold. That's all it is. Nothing more than that. Don't read into anything
But you're
else.
Leaving soon, Jake, on vacation,
yeah, Bill is not Bill is
good.
Concerned.
Yeah, I don't like change. I don't like change.
I'll be here tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay, that was the only thing that concerned me earlier in the show when you hesitated a little bit when I asked you sort of jokingly if you're going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow and Thursday, yes.
Okay. The whole thing has got this.
That was a voiced question. Like, is my health going to? Yes, I'll be here. I fight through it all the time.
Do you have a cold?
It's a cold/allergies.
Do you have the chills?
No. See, that's why I'm fine.
Are you weakened?
I missed one day of a sickness because I had the flu last November. That was earth shattering to me.
Yeah, I know.
And probably to you.
And you missed part of the show when you got drove into the snowdrift.
But I did not give up. I didn't give up, though.
Yes. No, you made it.
I didn't give up.
And the neighborhood now is divided.
That was one of the
I haven't seen Dave since.
Yes.
That Ellie said to me, Jake's not going to be in today. And I was like,
I told her I'd be late. I said, I'm not going to be on time.
I got a text. You said like that. I'm not in today. Sorry. Can't make it. Sorry. That's what I got.
I probably meant to say I won't make it on time. Yeah. I was going to always try to
Ellie,
get there.
But
I was
so
freaking
pissed.
Out. Myself and
Steve drove here no problem. Drove right here on time. Ellie was already, when you called Ellie, she was already at the station.
I really wish I should have taken a picture to see how stuck in that drift I was.
You were yelling into the night.
I did a big old F-bomb into the sky.
Better times.
At 5:40 a.m. when I knew there was
snow and sleet.
There was no chance of getting on the show in time.
Oh, Sugar loves that.
I know,
around.
But Bill, this is better times. All right, so, we forgot to mention a name earlier.
What's the name?
We get to this five burning questions.
Yes.
We talked about the offensive line. We talked about some names. We didn't mention Turner Corcoran.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, he's part. Yeah. Thank you, Bill. He's part of that discussion, as is Tyler Knack. We didn't mention him. So we mentioned that Elijah Pritchett will be the left tackle. Rocco Spindler will be a guard. Justin Evans will be the center.
LG1.
RT1.
Henry Litovsky. I think they want Henry to be the right tackle, which would leave open the left guard. And we don't know who the left guard would be, but Turner Corcoran would definitely be a candidate for that, I would think.
So that's why you bring it up, as your colleague, Robin Washington, Husker Online, on Three, wrote a nice article. But it says, five burning questions facing Nebraska coming out of the spring.
Okay.
What are the biggest things we have to know? Number one was, what will the offensive line look like come fall camp?
Mm-hmm. We know the names.
A lot of good
much.
Names.
Yeah, there are
a lot of starts in there.
There are a lot of starts.
By the way, there is a scenario where you could have, so it would just go left to right. Elijah Pritchett, then the left guard. Maybe you would just have Litovsky, Justin Evans at center, Rocco Spindler at right guard, and then the right tackle, which would be a mild upset, but I could see it. Tyler Knack. I think it's Knack.
How does Gunnar Gutula get knocked out of the rotation?
And no, it's
well,
too much.
He played well last year.
So right,
he played
about well.
Yes. And I'm not knocking him out. He'll compete for it. He's just, here's the thing. He wasn't available in spring. So he's got to come back from an injury, shoulder surgery, and kind of, you know, Bill, sometimes I forget Gunnar and I shouldn't. No, he's 100% in the picture. 100%.
I mean, there's no chance. I mean, injury, yes, but he's going to perform better, and he performed well.
He did.
So
he could be your right tackle.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think he'll be your left tackle. But he held up very well at left tackle last year. Gunner will be. I don't know. I think Gunner's some of the linemen are that way. You can forget about them because they're so low key, and Gunner's so low key. So that's that. What's the second question, Jake?
Number two is, will there be any more portal additions?
Yes,
for
there
Nebraska?
Will. I think there will. I don't know if it'll be Charmore Brown. We talked about him earlier. I do think there's going to be some. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a kicker. They're eventually going to have to get a punter. You know,
yes, right. The punter did leave.
Yeah, Jack McAllister left because Mike Echo's going to go to a rugby style. So they got to go get a punter. Wouldn't be surprised if they try a kicker. I wouldn't be surprised. So, yeah, there's going to be more portal activity. I don't know what else. You're always looking for big.
That's part number five, then, I guess. Who are the specialists? So, are you saying that they want a kicker? John Hole was pretty good last year when he's played.
Yeah, he hurt this spring. That's the thing. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Ottomanelli
went into the portal yesterday. I'm just saying you might want to get one. You know, I don't know. I'm just telling you. Don't be surprised. Did the defensive line, this is another question.
Number three.
Did the defensive line do enough to ease in-use concerns? Like do enough this spring? I don't know.
No one knows what they did.
No.
So may have been great. Maybe you have no idea.
Right. They could have been incredible this spring.
Like you said, it's a tough narrative always as a coach to respond to. Because if you listen to 134 Division I coaches talk, like, how are you guys doing? You know, what with the O-line? Coming together, doing well, doing this. How about the D-line? Really like where they're at? So they're both conversations. And sometimes you're like going, I doubt they're both like that. Because someone's probably getting the better of one side or the other.
Exactly.
You know, the great teams go back and forth by days. But if you talk to all 134 Division I coaches, they're pretty positive about it. So you have no idea, really. And no one saw him live going at it, you know, type of situation.
They got some good looking players. There's, you know, it might be okay. It's just hard to think that they'll be as good as last year. Those guys were good. When Robinson, Hutmacher, and Jamari Butler lined up, you felt pretty good.
Absolutely.
So we'll see. Now they might be better. I think you have to leave open that possibility. And then the other one is, will Carter Nelson be ready by week one? I will tell you this about Carter Nelson. I don't know. You guys can make fun of me all you want.
We would never do that.
He sprinted out of the tunnel the other day. And, you know, you hear some people say, I don't know, Sip, could he possibly miss the 2026 or 2025 season? I don't know. I just saw him sprinting out onto the field. It didn't look like he wasn't limping. He was sprinting. I mean, he looked great. So, and he was riding a horse with wheels on it.
How'd that picture look?
Look good.
Look good.
Look healthy.
Smiling. Look good. Joking around. He didn't look like a guy that was not going to play this year. He's a wild card. If he's good.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch,
Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
People rode the horse, the mechanical horse.
Heinrich Harburg. Harburg had a funny moment that probably went unnoticed by most people. He acted like the horse was bucking.
But it wasn't.
It can't because it was grounded by wheels. Horse,
yeah.
Harburg did.
Was the person driving it, or is it remote control? Who was driving the?
That's a good question.
They must have been
driving it also.
Also driving it is okay. My guess.
That'd be a good question.
I don't know how else it would work.
Terry, chime in if you could. The mechanical horse. Was it?
I think Gwynn Clark was on one of those horses. Gwynn Clark.
Because you got to figure that the calf they roped, which was mechanical, had to be run. Had to be run
remote control.
Remote control, right?
Yeah. Hey, I don't know that. I'm not going to act like I do. It's possible that the ones that were being ridden were being operated by someone else by remote control.
Is that an actual training device? Is that something they actually use as you're getting into rodeo?
Team ropers?
Do they actually use the mechanical horse?
John Cook, call in.
Yes. 402-464-5685. Yes. Go ahead, John.
Let us know. Thank you.
God, I did see John Cook in video of a real team roping event, you know, where he's on a live horse roping a live calf. Mm-hmm. I saw it on TikTok, and it was pretty impressive. It would be impressive. Yeah, it was.
100.
He's a cowboy. I mean, he could do it. Yeah. So those are the 5 questions. And Carter Nelson would be a major league wild card. You know what I think of Carter Nelson. I think he could be a star in this world. And I think he's healthy, so we'll see what it looks like.
You're optimistic for week one. Optimistic for him?
Carter Nelson?
Yes.
Yeah, I am. After watching him run out of the tunnel. Yeah. I think it's meaningful. He sprinted out of the tunnel. Looked good to me.
Probably knew people were watching that moment.
Probably.
Because he's been the topic of conversation all offseason. Hey,
God, that's a good
what's
point.
The health of Carter Nelson?
Jake makes some points. That's a good point. It might have been Carter saying, hey.
I'm going to show these fans.
Yeah.
I'm healthy. I'm good.
Yeah, I bounced.
I like it.
I'm going to bounce out of the tunnel. He bounced out of there. Good look. They got some.
I still think it catches people's attention that we know, again, punter, they need that. But I'm still saying people are surprised to hear a kicker might be out of this offseason.
Well, the reason I say it is because Hole was hurt and Alvano has been shaky. I think you need 2, right?
2 kickers?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I've seen some years Nebraska went through like 5 kickers. Remember 2019?
So now I would ask you the question in not a combative way. Why would you be surprised?
Again, how what's the long-term prognosis on John Hole's injury?
Well, I think Hole could be your starter, but you need somebody else. And Alvano was shaky. Last year, right?
He was
shaky in the kicking competition. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. And you get to that spot to where it'd be interesting still with what happens with the numbers. It felt like it was like first of all, okay, 105. Then it got kicked back. Then it got kicked back again. So it appears as if it's going to be more. But
it's going to be more.
If you're at 105, then it's harder to have 4 kickers, 3 long snappers, 3. All of a sudden, it's like. We get 10 spots wrapped up in specialists.
Could you have 3 kickers in that scenario?
You could have 3 kickers potentially. And if you have somebody that's a wild card that, hey, listen, he can get us out of a game punting too. Means he could go and do 2 things. But anyway, it's a little bit different. You could always have a couple extra because you weren't up against, you know, crazy numbers to have that.
I think you need 3 kickers. But do you see what I'm saying now?
I do.
Do you understand?
I understand.
Don't be surprised.
Okay.
Don't
you
be
told
surprised.
Us first.
Yeah. When is the word going to come down on the numbers? What have you heard recently?
It's got to come down in
next week or two. I mean, right quick. These guys have to know where people have to know where they stand and opportunities.
She told the lawyers to get together with a plan for a phase in, a grandfather. Troy Dannon talked about it the other day and says he does not understand it. He says it's way harder than she makes it sound. by the way, he told me he doesn't think there should be roster limits. He doesn't understand why there has to be roster limits. He's not for him. He says that he told me he's in the minority. He said, I'm in the minority here, but I don't think we should have roster limits.
Yeah, it's real simple. If you're at Nebraska, you don't want them.
Yeah.
If you're at Wake Forest, you want them. Okay. They're not getting 140 guys out for football. That's not happening. They're not going to – if you're at private school, USC, Stanford, those schools, they're gonna operate at their number.
Well, and he says it should be a campus decision. He said, why do we have to have a sweeping ruling on this? Why can't the campuses decide? I understand where he's coming. Why can't that just be a campus decision?
Well, why?
Yeah.
Because some places have the ability to have – when someone goes, hang on, we don't even have the ability to ever have – at Stanford, 140 guys on our team. So like I told you before, every 8 players equals a scholarship.
I know. Well, I understand.
So if you're at those schools, why would you say that? No, if you're at those other schools, you do not want teams operating at 140, 160. The part that is always still kind of is always interesting when I already said, if they went to whatever the number, 110, 105, whatever it is. And then they say, okay, there's no more walk-ons. That's not true. They're still walk-on positions because they're not going to scholarship all of them. So that's still happening. And also, there is a number. Even Nebraska has a number right now. They can't be at 180.
No.
And so there's Title IX stuff.
They could be 160.
Yes. No, it's not. So some people are going like, well, there's no limit. Why is there limitations? Well, there's always going to be some limitations.
You can't just afford everybody.
On where they're at. So there's always a little bit of that. Now, do you want to have opportunities taken away? No. But I'm just telling you why people are pushing back. I think Colorado said they operated at, 70-something on scholarship last year?
Wasn't much.
And I bet their team was probably – I bet their total numbers were probably 80. Mm-hmm. That's what they had. When they jogged out there, you'd be shocked. You'd be going like, this is your team?
That's not many.
That's all you have. So places like that, they're not pushing for it because it's really hard to walk on at Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's about, 60-70 grand a year? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard to do. USC is really hard. There's a lot of places, Northwestern, walk-ons, no.
Claudia Wilkin is saying, grandfather players in. Is it as simple as...
That's one of the classic deals of like, just grandfather. Okay, what does that mean? Yeah. So everyone, like this day of is now in for the next
4 years?
Or is it going to be, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to go, you have to be at 120 this year. Mm-hmm. The next year it's 110, which doesn't grandfather everyone in.
No.
That doesn't do that. So I understand what
she makes it sound.
So I understand what Dannon is saying. Right. It's like it's not that simple just to say. Yeah, I love that one. Grandfather him. Yeah, okay,
just phase him in.
Okay, walk me through that.
Yeah.
What exactly is that? What is going to be give me the determination with that.
So there you go. We have to find out something in the next week.
It sounds to me, no matter what, there's going to be more than the number they thought. That she already said. She's like, get it figured out. Or we'll throw the whole thing out over this one thing, which is kind of odd that is something that is holding the whole thing up.
It's holding it up.
Is that number? Because they came back and said, okay, we're too far down the rabbit hole. And she's like, no, fix it. So that number is going to be larger than what we originally thought.
There's your burning questions facing Nebraska for the fall.
829.
For Robert Washington. Husker Online. When we come back, things got spicy when the Buffalo Bills GM called into a radio show.
Spicy and dicey.
I'll tell you what happened next on Early Break on The Ticket.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.